Hey everybody, welcome back to the Success Secrets Revealed live stream radio show with your host Ronald Cumming, coming to you live from the Boston area. We interview people from all over the globe trying to bring you some up-to-date information. Today we have with us, we're blessed to have Sergey Soron. He's an MD with a whole bunch of initials starting like DABFM, and he's board certified physician with extensive clinical experience in various aspects of conventional health care as well as hospice care. But before we bring him on, I want to tell you a little bit about the history of the show. I have a radio show on WCAP 980 AM, and because of COVID, they closed the show down and are just running reruns. I had to pivot a little bit because even though I did 3.5 years live shows, that in some of that information was 2 or 3 years old, and it's still all good and relevant. But in today's world, what's going on, I wanted to bring on fresh guests and fresh information. So I created this show, going to strip out the audio, send it to the radio station. At some point, it'll go up live, but at least now everybody can hear it on my Facebook, my business Facebook, the guest Facebook, and then it's going to be shared through YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, and a whole bunch of other feeds going out. So one quick point, no guest pays to be on this show. They come on as they don't get paid to be on the show either. They come on out of the goodness of their heart to just try to help people. I don't get paid to do this show either, so it's just my way of giving back. We do have one sponsor for the show, and they pay for everything, the cost of the live stream and the VA to make all the parts and to make all the promotional pieces, and that's RCS Online Solutions. Happens to be my company. And what we do, basically what they do is, myself, is we help business owners and entrepreneurs attract, convert, and retain their ideal customers and clients. At the end of the day, you can have the best product, service, and solution, but if those looking for you can't find you when they're looking for those services, products, and solutions, then you've lost the ability to serve them as well as the ability to earn that income. If you're on the first page for your name or your company's name, I'm here to tell you, so what? No one is going to the search engines. No one is going to Google and Googling your name or Googling your company's name. If they know you, they're contacting you directly. Now, if they forget your phone number, they might do that just to find your contact form. But 99.99% of people aren't doing that. So you want to be ranked on the first page of the search engines, including YouTube, for the services, products, and solutions you provide. If you're not, you need to call us. We'll get you there, and you don't even pay us until we get you ranked on our first page, okay? We have multiple programs, but naturally that's our favorite. So again, today I want to introduce you to Sergey Soron, MD, DABFM, is a board certified physician with extensive clinical experience in various aspects of conventional healthcare, as well as a long history of healthcare leadership. After a life-altering diagnosis, successful holistic treatment of colon cancer in 2007. Thankfully, he's in full remission and thriving right now. His focus has been on the broad field of holistic medicine, personally and professionally. He is a published author, including books, articles, scientific publications, original research projects, and peer reviews, scientific journals. He is also a co-author of the Sergey Soron Wellness Radio Show and is a keynote speaker at a number of national and international conferences and organizations focusing on the broad spectrum of holistic health and wellness. Dr. Soron is currently the CEO and medical director of Sergey and Soron Wellness Institute, continuing and expanding the work of C. Norman Shelley, MD, PhD, one of the true pioneers and founding fathers of holistic movement. Let's welcome Sergey.
Hey! Ronald, how are you?
Excellent, man. That was a long introduction. Hopefully I did you justice, brother.
Thank you, thank you. It sounded very good. Yes.
Yeah. I wanted to say thank you. I mean, obviously, you're a doctor. You have a lot of
things. Yeah, so it's been a while. We had a previous show at one point.
Yeah, and you just left the emergency room literally minutes ago after doing a 24-hour shift. So, you know, thank you for taking the time to share your expertise with our clients. So please tell us a little bit more about yourself and your journey. I mean, you were actually born in Russia, I believe, and came to America. I mean, you have a true entrepreneur story.
Yes, indeed. Ronald, I have to tell you, our family, I'm not going to get political here, because otherwise, you know, if we say anything that may be even remotely related to the debates and, you know, and controversies, you know, we'll probably get blocked. So we'll just stay away from as much stuff as possible, keep it clean, you know, so to speak. But I do want to say I am highly concerned about where, we came from, Mother Russia, Communist Russia. When the Iron Curtain opened up, and we just ran like a bat out of hell, you know. I mean, I was 12 years old at the time, now I'm thinking of running back to Russia. I'm just kidding, you know. It's
given what's happening. Like back at home.
at least there's entrepreneurial spirit there right now. Kind of like a halfway joke there, but you know, I guess we'll see how it goes. But yeah, it's coming to United States was a decision out of necessity. The communist Russia was absolutely terrible. It's no movement forward, no reward for doing the right things, no punishment for doing the wrong things or being lazy, or in other words, everybody being equal and nobody exceeding, nobody succeeding, nobody excelling. Yeah, we can start the show off in some general terms. So while we still have freedom, let's talk about freedom.
I love it. And you're right. I mean, there's certain, they want the party line, and those that support them on the internet want that certain narrative. So we can't necessarily mention certain names. But, what's going on in terms of like the censorship, the fact that we can't even speak freely is how do you feel about that coming from a country like Russia?
Oh, it's I'm scared. I'm not easily scared, but I'm scared.
Yeah, we're losing our American values, man. And to me, it's crazy. I'm a businessman, and I need, people on both sides to hire me, right? But believe me, I see one side that's just out there, and it's like, geez, I mean, whoo. But anyhow, in terms of like now, we can mention that subject, just call it C, right? And is there anything that you can think of? I mean, we can talk about all the holistic stuff. We can talk about all that. But if you wanted to talk about that, just call it C. And what are some things people can do realistically? I mean, what do they have to fear? What do they have to prevent? What are the real risks of infection? I mean, can we get some truth?
Yes, happy to talk about it. This is based on my review of scientific literature, information, a lot of misinformation. And I don't know if it's deliberate, but it certainly doesn't make any sense that it's happening naturally. Let's put it that way. The actual virus itself, I'm not overly concerned with the actual death rate of anywhere less than 1% to 0.2% to 0.4%, anywhere along those ratios. And at the same time, when the cure is worse than the disease, in other words, when the cure with a, I get emotional with this stuff. So I work emergency rooms. Anxiety levels are up. People are, panicked. Anybody who's getting any runny nose, congestion, a slight fever is basically, do I have COVID? Am I going to die? Okay, so here's the thing. Anxiety, mental health, child abuse, spousal abuse, substance abuse, in general, mental health deterioration, suicidal attempts, homicides, the stuff is off about it's terrible. I mean, it's unprecedented. The price we're paying in, you know, and I see this in my office, and I also see it in the world, in the conventional medicine. And I just came back from a 24 hours in a hospital, is absolutely insane, crazy.
Yeah,
that's all I can say. The cost that we're not to mention economics and. People are not able to afford the basics of health, nutrition, gym, exercise. Stress levels are through the roof. Stress is, stress behind 80, 90% of everything that happens physically, mentally, and emotionally. That's all the chronic diseases, diabetes, hypertension, cholesterol, strokes, heart attacks, you name it, renal disease, mental disease, you know, depression, anxiety, and endocrine disorders, everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's terrible that because it raises your cortisone levels and all that. Suicide rate is up crazy. And if you look at like Chicago right now, I mean, they just had 156% increase in murders in July than they've ever had. It's a historic number. And, you know, it's crazy. And a lot of those, I think it was like 14 of them were kids. And I think a lot of that, it's summertime, but there's so much stress, like you said, related to, you know, economic depression and you know, all these other things that are byproducts of the response to this thing is staggering. It's literally killing people.
It is. We are, the society is getting clobbered. The country is getting clobbered. The world is getting clobbered. I mean, it's just and human beings as well, individually and as families, as units. You know, what I find, and this is the message that I want to bring across in this crazy world, in this crazy times. There's only one person, one entity that is responsible for your health. When I say you, I mean you, Ronald. I mean, you know, I mean, you know, all the listeners, every single human. I'm talking to myself as well. There's only one person who is responsible for our decisions, our thoughts, our emotions, our physical and everything else, otherwise factors, and that's ourselves. So with everything else going on out there, and a lot of people are glued to their television sets, radio, news, social media. And by the way, I'm off social media other than professional purposes. I'm not even getting involved. About a month or so, I just said, I'm done until further notice. I mean, I still do education, you know, from health-wise, but I'm no longer involved in the nonsense. Let's put it that way.
The conversation
of nonsense lately. Yeah,
it's scary, and I think that's good because it helps you with your own stress level. If some people are, I mean, a lot of people are having stress. Some people are relapsing. And what are some of the things people can do to like mentally and emotionally regain some of their peace, regain some of their inner strength, and remember, like you said, at the end of the day, you know, whatever is happening externally, a lot of it we can't control, but our response to it, to, you know, most degree, we can control. So what are some things that we can do as individuals to just, I agree with you. I've got to try to stay off social media myself. Every now and then I get triggered and I go on for 5 minutes and then I remember why I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But but what are some of the things people can do now the first part I would think about learning how to deal with stress, and that is the triggers. First, becoming aware. So what are some of the awareness, you know, like the tightening of the jaw, your breath, your chest starts to constrict and you're feeling, you know, like you can't breathe. So there are some physical symptoms that will start that if people can start to catch themselves, you know, they can maybe start to come out of it. Can you talk to us a little bit about those things?
Perfect. Perfect. So let's start with something very basic. This is what I teach, every single client, every single person that walks through our door, in the clinic, and as well as friends and family, whoever is interested or able to hear or willing to listen. And I also personally had my own personal experience with a near-death experience, out of body. And again, that's an interesting topic for a conversation, but I think it's going to take maybe a little bit more than an hour. But so the one thing that, you know, from theology, from reading, from learning about human body, mind, spirit, brain, but also going beyond into the mystical, so to speak, and into the into who we really are. So when I say these things, I don't have to say, I don't have to believe in the higher power, so to speak, in the spirit, in something that is greater than myself. I've seen it, I felt it. So when I say this, I really mean this. And there's actually I'm gonna give a 3 or 4 bullet points here. We have a physical body. We have a physical body, and we are more than our physical body. The physical body is a pattern. We can change that pattern. If the pattern that we're holding is good, okay, pleasant, you know, working for us, great. If the physical pattern is not working for us, we can change that. We have the power to do that. We have thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and those are patterns too, and we can change those as well. We have power over that too. Last but not least, we are spiritual beings. In other words, and this is where the true power comes in. You know, however you define spirituality, I'm not here speaking in religious terms. I'm not telling people what to believe or what to think or how to feel. But we all have something that is bigger than ourselves, or at least we should have something that is bigger than ourselves. Otherwise, we would become narcissists, right? Narcissists are actually they have among the highest levels of the feel-good hormones, as a matter of fact, which is, you know, good for them, but it just doesn't serve the world, and it doesn't doesn't work out in the end. But
siphon some of those from them and dispense them a little.
Yes.
Comb them and push them out.
Exactly. So give some to people to those who need it. But this is what I'm saying. In this crazy world, we have more power than we even believe or imagine or understand. And the power to change comes from the fact that we are bigger, we are more than our physical, mental, emotional, and whatever else we associate ourselves with. Because if you lock yourself into, okay, I am my thoughts, I am my feelings, I am my medical illness, I am my emotions, I am my body, you're stuck. In order to solve a problem, you can't look within the box to solve the problem within the box. You have to look outside the box. Right. And the truth of the matter, there is no box. The box is basically our perception. A very good friend of mine has this expression, and it's an abbreviation, BS. Most people, when they think of BS, well, it's pretty much standard meaning, right? Related to the animal with horns. But, you know, it also stands for belief system, and most of our belief systems are truly BS. So by getting rid of the faulty belief systems, by changing the belief systems, we can do amazing things. So one of the things I'd like to start and talk about, and I'll take this in perhaps phases, but let's talk about the essentials. What can we do even during the pandemic, when everything is closed? We have tremendous power over our choices. Lifestyle, nutrition, are you eating crap, in other words, or are you eating good stuff? Are you doing good things for yourself? For example, when it comes to nutrition, when it comes to food, so several essentials. Number one, focus on vegetables. And there is no reason not to get plenty of veggies or greens, non-starchy. It also is good for the pH of the body. And when the body is functioning well, everything else is going to function well. Also some protein, but stay away from carbs and sugars. Not so much because of the macro, but because of the poison, Roundup. It destroys your endocrine system. It destroys a number of things in your body. So that's the step number one. And I just had a consultation and just went through all of these things. And so this is, I guess, this is my message to the world in terms of taking care of yourself. Second thing is activity and exercise. Exercise is essential. It's one of the best things to raise your endorphins, serotonin, just all kinds of feel-good stuff, and it's good for the body. The body is meant to move. The body is not meant to stand still. And this is where our power comes in. Whatever we use, we keep. Whatever we don't use, we lose. And that's the crazy part. There is no reason to get out. There's no reason not to get out and walk or do something or run or do some kind of activity, exercise 30 minutes a day to 60 minutes. I know you're heavy into exercise now, or you've been for a long time, which is fantastic, right?
Oh, no, I love it.
Yeah, so that's one.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, please. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to go back.
Yeah, because, sleep.
I mean, what you're talking about is amazing. On level one, right, when you started talking about the food, can you tell us again about the pasta, staying away from pasta? I have, for the last, 3 years, almost 2 years, I've been doing pretty much gluten-free. 80-20. I mean, once in a while, I'll go have a good Reuben on rye, right? But I will 80-20 by choice, and I feel 10 times better. And I believe it's because the wheat is now treated with chemicals to grow faster. Then when they put it down on the ground, it's treated with more chemicals to make it pop so they can get it to market quicker. Then it's treated with more chemicals to keep it longer on the shelves. And our bodies can't process all those chemicals. So that you see a guy who's 50, 60 years old, and he's not eating anymore or drinking any more beer than he used to, but now he's like huge. It's usually because he just has a buildup of those chemicals and his body just can't process it. That's my kind of very uneducated take on wheat, but
actually your take is very good. It's called toxicity. And toxicity accumulates. Very simple thing, Roundup. Roundup, I believe the company has made an attempt to go by different name or to, there's a bunch of restructuring to mislead the public, but it's pure poison, literally pure poison. So it's not a question of staying away from bread or pastas or potatoes, which is again, most people don't need that. And it's processed food, but the issue is we are all putting poison in our bodies, and how much poison we put in our bodies is up to us, really. Right. Is. Yeah, I mean it's we're the ones that with our hands putting the fork or a spoon in our mouth, and this is a choice, and unfortunately it is a choice.
I heard also, right now I get gluten-free pasta, but I also get the gluten-free pasta that's no GMO and 100% organic, because I heard when it says no GMOs, it's 70, it can be up to 30%. There's a certain limit where there will be, in fact, some GMOs in there, even though it says no GMOs. But when you get the combination of no GMOs and 100% organic, you know that's real. You're going to pay up for it, but you know that, it's what it's claiming to be.
You're in the better place with that, no doubt.
Yeah.
Sleep. How many people have lost sleep, in other words, in this times, in these days? Sleep is essential. Without sleep, you cannot. You simply are not able to detoxify, to clean out the brain. It's basically, if you don't take care of yourself, of your mind, your brain, your central nervous system, autonomic nervous system, what happens is, by default, most people will end up with anxiety, depression, stress, and lots of illnesses, literally. The brain and the central nervous system is involved in pretty much regulation of the endocrine system. Well, when I say to my clients that everything is related to everything, your hair is related to your toes, and so on and so forth. There's actually literally communication channels including meridians and otherwise that again conventional medical providers are not even aware, but it's been around for thousands upon thousands of years in various cultures. And it's powerful stuff, but this is a thing. This is what we call essentials, basics. And here's the thing: talking about success, successful outcomes. Let's talk about what is the key to success in life. Obviously, money is important. And if you don't have enough money, that's stress, and that's an issue. You have to be able to put food on the table. And if you have a family, you got to feed the family, right?
Yeah.
Especially if you're responsible, or if you, you know, I mean, it's and most a lot of adults, a lot of people are not able to provide for their families these days with the situation, and that's just a terrible thing. Even though, well, I'm not going to go there right now, but it almost went into the. Yeah.
I'll say it. It's not real.
Yeah,
it kills. It's a virus. It is. It does kill. There's no question. It killed my biological mother, but you know, she was 80-ish. She lived in a nursing home. She smoked. She was overweight. She was diabetic. You know, I'm 58, closing the door on 60, right? If I caught it, God forbid, I'll be down for a week maybe. It's not going to kill me because I don't have those other things. A
couple of days.
Yeah. So my biggest thing is, one of the things that I really hope comes out of this, besides the people not believing those people on that side of the aisle anymore, is people focusing more now on understanding that that disease has had such a horrific effect on other people who have had other health issues. So if people can now focus more on their health issues now, they won't develop those secondary and third issues that really wreaked havoc on these other people. You look.
Yep, one sec. I just got to jump in on something. Yep. Yep, sorry.
All right. We went through something similar the other day.
The day never ends. You know, time and patience always come first.
But that's it. What I was trying to say is that, you know, we know that the people who have had the hardest time with this particular issue are people who had other combined health issues. So now if people can say, okay, you know, going forward, if I focus on my health now, I'm less likely, whatever comes down the pike 10 years from now, 5 years from now, I'll have a better survival rate. I'll also have a better quality of life. But to me, that's what I'm really hoping comes out of this, is that people start to realize that they need to focus on their health. I'm going to take 2 minutes and tell you a story. I was in a market, a market basket the other day, and one person didn't have a mask on and the other person did. One person had a cart, and they were at least 350 pounds with 2 kids. That cart was full of soda and full of like Doritos and all this other crap, Doritos, Cheetos, everything that ends with toes and ring rings and ho-hos. And this other person was standing there and they didn't have a mask on. And we don't know their medical issues. You know, maybe they can't wear one, right? The store requires it. So the fact that they didn't have one, there had to have been something, right? Yeah. But this person who was clearly, you know, 350 plus pounds, their kids were overweight, they had all that crap in the cart, started yelling at this person for not having a mask on. All I could do was sit there and say to myself, since when do you care about your health?
Exactly. You know
what I mean? I'm looking at them, 350 pounds, a cart full of, you know, and I'm trying not to judge, but they are yelling and screaming at this other person over a health issue. I'm like, you know, where's your standing? You know what I mean? And
Ron, that's exactly it. We're seeing a lot of that. And a lot of it actually is related to the stress, anxiety, and mental health, actually, as a matter of fact. You know, it's normal people don't generally yell at other normal people, you know. Basically it's a projection. And this is another thing about humans. And, you know, whenever somebody comes out, you know, to you in a nice way, guess what? That niceness comes from within them. If somebody comes out in a very mean or aggressive or obnoxious way, guess what? Yeah, that's their internal world projecting onto you. Or onto the world. And again, but instead of dealing with it, they're just basically just unloading it everywhere, and it doesn't stop there. It just keeps accumulating. And that's toxicity. And toxicity is not just physical in terms of the food crap that you mentioned, and lack of exercise, lack of lack of sleep, lack of body mass index, weight, it's the self care, but it's also mental, emotional, and spiritual, if I may say so. Because if you're actually living in love, if you're living with a higher power, for a higher purpose, and you're doing things because it's the right thing to do, you would not treat others in a mean way. You really wouldn't. So I really feel bad for the people, and I've been called, I've literally been called out by people with a literally less than a high school education when it comes to medical topics, especially with the C word. Everybody seems to have an opinion. There's a joke that I'm not going to say on the radio right now, here right now, about opinions are like, I think you got that one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so at this point I don't even counter them, because counter the folks. But I just don't engage anymore. There's no sense. But for those who are listening, those who are interested, I do want to say this. This is a wonderful opportunity when everything is basically, everything is falling apart, society-wise, culture-wise, other humans-wise, being out there in the world. This is the perfect time to go in. Go within, find out who you are, get back to your basics. If your health is not optimal, get your health back. It doesn't take much money to take care of yourself. Again, I can talk about some supplements and some things. I take personally about 50, 60 different supplements, and I feel fantastic. I'm in my 40s, and I feel better than when I was in my 20s, as a matter of fact. Most days, after a 24-hour shift, it's kind of, it's a little different story, but, I feel maybe 5 years older, but, it literally is incredible. Health is really the wealth. And so to take care of your mental, physical, emotional, and to make yourself a priority. So let's lay the foundations. What does it take to become a successful human being, mind, body, and spirit? How's that for a topic?
I love it. I'm going to put you on big screen too.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ron. So you've got your foundationals, you've got your lifestyle. Then what happens beyond that, you start to work on the mental, emotional, and mental and emotional. That's the next level. And the mental and emotional is just as important as the food that you take in. It's just as important as what you do or what you don't do. Stress, unopposed stress is behind, like we mentioned earlier, 85 to 90% of all the bad things that happen, all the chronic illnesses, all the mental illnesses, and so on and so forth, but also suicides, homicides, and a whole bunch of other stuff. So what I'd like to do is I'm going to offer a very brief version of an exercise, something that we teach to our clients, something that we hold workshops and we hold groups, and I've done this in international conferences as well as national conferences of all sorts. So for all the member, all the audience out there, if you'd like to take this moment, close your eyes, uncross your arms and legs, and we're going to take about a few minute hiatus, a relaxation exercise. We're going to focus on let's say to yourself, say in your mind, repeat after me, the following phrases. This is a very brief exercise, but I want you to see how it makes you feel when you do this. First, close your eyes, scan your body from head down to toes, and if there's any discomfort, pain, any problems, anything that's not right, acknowledge and either let go or release or just simply let it be. And then, with the next deep breath in, focus on your arms and legs. My arms and legs, deep breath out, are heavy and warm. One more time. My arms and legs are heavy and warm. Now, next phrase is related to your heartbeat, your pulse. My pulse, with a deep breath in, is calm and regular, like a grandfather clock. So visualize with a deep breath in, my heartbeat, my pulse, is calm and regular. Next phrase is my breathing, with a deep breath in, my breathing, and as you let go, is free and easy. Next phrase is related to the abdomen. And just visualize yourself in the favorite place of nature, and the sun is nicely, easily warming the abdomen, very pleasant. So deep breath in. My abdomen is warm. Feel the warmth in the abdomen. Now, switch your attention to your forehead. Deep breath in. My forehead is cool. Feel the coolness on the forehead. Almost like you're dressed warmly and comfortably, but now there's a nice cool breeze across your forehead. Feeling good. And last but not least, deep breath in. My mind is quiet and still. My mind is quiet and still. This is where I visualize myself in the favorite place of nature, such as a water surface, like a lake, or perfectly still, perfectly calm. And then if there's a ripple, if somebody throws a stone in the water and there's a ripple, it comes and goes, but it passes. And the stillness and calmness is always there. Now, for those who actually followed me on this exercise, I want you to check in with yourself over the next few seconds and see how does it make you feel. Because most of the time, I'm able to get people with high blood pressure to come to basically normal blood pressures, or at least reduce it by a large amount. Anxiety, depression, this is the anti-anxiety, anti-depression exercise. And actually, I'm happy to provide that for whoever is interested. And we'll offer a link and information to our website. And this is one of the most powerful exercises that one can do. Over 100 years old, over 28,000 scientific references. It's one of our 60 exercises, in the Biogenics series for self-regulation and control of the mind and feelings and emotions, as well as biofeedback, getting back into the body. So that is basically that part. And the important thing, the amazing thing is, once you start taking care of yourself, you lay the foundation of the health and wellness, lifestyle, foundationals, emotional, mental, turn off the news, turn off the social media, whatever it is that's giving you discomfort, whatever it is that's basically bothering you, just if it's not something you need to do, let it go.
I love it.
Let it go. Yeah.
I almost fell asleep, brother.
Ah, okay. And that's not bad. That's why we recommend this exercise before bedtime. People who have insomnia, they invariably, about 90%, fall asleep with this.
Did you want to give your Suri, your company website, or you want to give your own website, or both?
Let me give a company website. It's, this has been changed recently. And thank you for mentioning that. It's actually realholisticdoc.com. Holistic.
I go in front of the computer. Can you type it real quick and then send me it into the chat so we get it right?
Sure. I'm not sure. Technology is not exactly my friend, but hold on. Here we go. I got you.
And then if you send it to me in the chat, the private chat on the side there, I can just copy it and put it into the stream you see there.
So, when you go to the website, actually you can download a free copy of this exercise. It's an 18-minute exercise. What we did is a very brief, easy version. And if you already felt the effect on that, imagine what would happen if you do the full thing. And the concept there is this is done daily over the 3 to 6 month period. And the goal is, as I was leading the exercise, because I do it so much with so many clients and I've done it on my own, my personal belief is don't teach anything that you're not comfortable doing yourself. In other words, so everything that I do, everything that I talk to people about, I've been through myself for the most part. And I firmly believe in its value. And this is one of the greatest values. And it's one of the best things about this is it gives you life back. Self-regulation. You get to reclaim your health, your life, your wellness. And that's the essential to the basics. Yeah. That's the basics. Yeah.
I love it. I want to be conscious of your time. We're closing in on 40 minutes now.
Yeah.
So I just wanted, because I know you said you want to target 30. But so thank you so much for that extra time. But like I said, I'm hoping that something good that will come out of this, you know, situation is that people will now start focusing more on their health, their physical health, mental health, emotional health, everything. And, you know, whether they're eating, exercising, like you said, just get up and walk an extra 10 minutes a day to start. Then go 11, then go 12. You know, we're not looking for to change the world.
Something. Exactly. Change your pattern. Change your life.
But my challenge to you, doctor, is that there are so many people out there, hundreds of thousands, who need a step-by-step process and then possibly supplements to help them, whatever the case may be, right? When can we bring this to the world, Doc? I'm here with you. This right here is like just bringing the awareness that it's actually needed, but the actual, you know, way of doing it, like, okay, literally, don't eat these. This is why. Don't eat these. This is why. Here's an option. Here's some things you can do for exercises. Here's some things you can do for meditation. Here's some supplements you can take. You know what I mean? And just either create an online program where you talk about these like this. You just sit here and talk about them. You just create the funnel, the program. You get people in. You charge them a little bit. You got to eat too, right? But all these people now are just going to have a better, you know, physical, mental, and emotional health, life. The world's going to think about that 350-pound person with those Cheetos and Doritos in their car. After they hear from you, Doc, they are not going to be eating those treats anymore. I'm going to see carrots, cucumbers, bananas, and apples in that car. All right?
Yeah. Yes. Actually, I can show you how to make a cake using vegetables. How does that sound?
A cake using vegetables?
That's right.
It's not carrot cake.
No. It's the real thing. You don't even know it's vegetables. It just tastes so good. But it's healthy too. As a matter of fact, thank you. And you're absolutely correct. This is it's a blessing. It's a pleasure. The only purpose, the only real purpose of being in this life for me is at least for me, I can say, is to be of service to others. And I learn stuff, and then I share stuff, and then I teach. It's an exchange. I always learn something from each and every client. It's all about a connection. It's about a human being. It's about living your best life. And actually, if you'd like to, if you're interested, one of the next segments, we can talk about life beyond 100 once you do all the basics right. Nice. You can actually live to be 160, technically. Yeah. And I've got research for that.
Yeah, and I remember somebody saying that they were once met. They were like 89. And this young, like 18-year-old, came and said, I would never want to live. I think it was 92. I would never want to live to be 92. And the guy said to him, "That's because you've never been 91.
Yeah. Well, you know, in our practice, we have 90-year-olds who look better than 18-year-olds that are out there. So age is, anybody who says anything about any excuse on the age, or I am too old, or this is, it's expected, or it's, you're getting old. No. Don't go that route.
I'm closing in on 60, and I think I'm in better shape than probably 70% of all the 25-year-olds out there. Being able to jog, I don't take any medicines other than the supplements that I choose to take, but I don't take any statins. I don't take anything. I have no diabetes, no high blood pressure, no hypertension. I have none of that crap. And, I attribute it to, my working with you, exercise, over the years. And, to me, it's just, it's common sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Ron, you've got something that I admire greatly, among many other things, common sense. Common sense is an entity that seems to have exited the building, so to speak, quite a while ago.
And that's why I'm so grateful for the electoral college.
Yeah.
It keeps things balanced. But we don't have to go there.
No, we don't have to go there. But yes, I agree. ultimately, this is, I just want to, actually, I do have a few more minutes, but, you know, if you'd like to go on for a little bit more, but I do want to say, you're right, the C situation, this, you know, we can say the word, you know, the COVID situation, not say anything about it, but, you know, is actually a wonderful, beautiful opportunity to look at the world, to look at ourselves, to look in the mirror of our own mind, and to, or just the mirror, you know, just to start with and to see, how am I doing? How am I handling this? You know, how is my physical? How is my immune system? Instead of the masks and instead of all these draconian, senseless measures, how's my health?
Yeah.
How am I taking care of myself? How is my mental, emotional? In other words, this is an opportunity to see. And what I love about this is that I still work in the holistic, and I also work in the conventional. And I still see both aspects. And the conventional is not ready to address these things. Conventional is at a huge challenge. And what I'm realizing is that this is a beautiful opportunity for people to realize and to wake up and to say, do I really want to be on all these drugs? Do I really want to have to be in this system? And the system is failing. And so if this is not a sign to take care of yourself, for self-accountability, for self-care, for decisions that are conducive to health, life, and happiness, and liberty. If a person is not willing to make that decision, I can't make that for you.
I agree with you. But we just got to make them aware. Doctor, you've been incredible. You just did a 24-hour shift. You said you wanted to try to target 30 minutes. You pushed over 45. I'm grateful. I've known you for years now. I've benefited from your treatments, your logic, your friendship. I've actually flew out to Missouri, and the great state of Missouri. They gave away my room, man. It was like a Seinfeld episode. You remember that?
Yes. I remember that.
Yeah, then they stuck me in a room that there was cigarette smoke, and I almost vomited as soon as I walked in the room. I mean, it must have been like chain smoking in there for like 5 years or something. Then they give away my room, and I said, but I had a reservation. And they says, yeah, but you didn't come before like 8. I says, it doesn't matter. That's the whole point of a reservation. Even if I don't show up, the room stays empty. It's mine. They says, well, no, we gave that away. I was like, I felt like I was in a Seinfeld episode. You know, the one where he rented a car and they gave it away. And he went like, wait a minute, how could you give it away? Well, I had a reservation. That was the whole point. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But, anyhow,
you know, we made the best of it. Yeah.
And yeah,
good dinner, good conversation. So
yeah, absolutely, man. And and I got to see, you know, the office, your walls. It's just amazing for people who don't know this. The walls in your office are just covered with awards and certificates.
Oh,
and
speaking of awards and certificates, I'll be right back. I'm gonna jump right in. Hold on. Now, I usually don't make a time to brag or to talk about things, but this is a little something that I was lately presented with. It's a international, well, IOATP, Top Doctor of the Year in Holistic Medicine.
Wow. So, no, hold that up again. There you go, the top doctor in the entire United States or the world.
In holistic medicine, you know, I'm not saying oncology or, you know, cardiology, but for what I do, you know, and I do have to say, it feels good to be recognized. I mean, I have to be careful not to let the ego rise up and to say, hey, you know, but, you know, we do good work. I mean, we have over 34,000 successful outcomes, where with 85%
success rate. 34,100. I hope I'm in that mix.
Yeah.
I've been under your care for like 3 years now, and if you can fix me, Doc, you can fix anybody.
Oh, you're good, man. You're good.
Yeah, if you can fix me, you're good. All right, you should have got that award a couple years ago.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Well,
so
you're
much.
Good too. Takes one to know one. Thanks.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. I got my next guest coming on in 12 minutes, and I got to get ready for them. But thank you again, and this is not the last time. You know, whenever you can bless us with your time and expertise, you're always a welcome guest.
Let's talk next episode about life beyond 100. How does that sound?
I love it, and we can actually talk about like doing. We can actually do episodes like this and create a course by doing, you know what I mean? You create it and then you sell it, or you sell it and then you create it. You know what I mean? So this is like, but more focused, just come in and you know, introduction, speak about it. But then this then becomes one of the videos that people then buy from an online course that talks about, this is the meditation. Here's an example. You do this, 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 and this. Now we're going to do it. And you do it as an example, as we did today. Then you talk about, you know, the other type of treatments, and you pull them up and you show them and you give examples. We'll talk more about that. But yeah, I mean, we can, there is so much good that can be done here, Doug. So much good. So many people. Thank you for taking the time and effort to learn it all and then to just share it freely with us.
My pleasure.
We'll be in touch.
Good to be here.
Bye for now.